Welcome to today's exploration of the Chumash portion, the Sunday of Kedoshim, chapter 19. We delve into a rich tapestry of 51 commandments that draw us closer to holiness, a core us closer to holiness, a core aspect of Jewish life. This portion teaches us the profound respect due to our parents and the Sabbath. The Torah links honoring one's parents with the promise of longevity, emphasizing the gravity of this commandment. It's an investment in our own future, in the fabric of family and society. However, honor has its nuances. It's not just about respect, but also about knowing one's place. A child should not sit in their father's seat or answer in his stead, which in American culture might differ, but the essence of respect remains unchanged. Idolatry is strictly forbidden, and intention plays a crucial role, even in sacrificial practices. A sacrifice intended for consumption beyond its appropriate time is deemed invalid, highlighting the importance of proper intent. The Torah also teaches us about social responsibility. When harvesting, we are commanded to leave a portion for the poor. This is an ancient practice of social welfare, ensuring that no one is left without. Honesty is paramount. The Torah forbids false dealings and the misuse of God's name, equating affirmation with an oath. This upholds the sanctity of truth and the divine name. In matters of speech, even those who cannot hear are protected. We are commanded not to curse anyone, nor to mislead the uninformed. The reverence for God and the ethical treatment of others are inseparable. Lastly, we learn the bounds of this commandment extend only to the living, for cursing the dead has no bearing on them. Yet, it's the living who need our guidance and honest advice. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.